It's homecoming at Monticello High School. We are celebrating with the student body here. I'm being joined by
Taylor.
Taylor, now you're a junior, but you're on student council, so you're kind of heading up the planning of this year's homecoming. When did you guys start planning for this year's homecoming?
We start planning the first or second week of school, and we'll have meetings before school.
So as you guys were going through, what was the thing that you were pounding your fist on the table saying, okay, no, it's got to be this way. I really want this to happen for homecoming week.
Our theme this year is the 60s disco, and we ran through a lot of other themes, like jungle, for example, and I really want it to be kind of hippie themed. I think that's really cool. So I think that's awesome that we got to do that.
Now, is that reflected in your decorating or the dress-up day themes?
Yeah, it's reflected in our dance theme decorating. There'll be like disco balls and like little tinsel streamers and just lots of colors.
All right. So now do you guys have dress-up days?
Yes, we do.
What are they? Do you know what they are?
Yeah, so we have color wars where each grade gets a certain color and they have to dress up like that. We have anything but a backpack day where you just bring like some people bring in shopping carts or like lug a chair around the school. There's country day where you just dress up like you're a farmer or something. Spirit day where you just dress up with your Monticello apparel. And character day, so you dress up like as a character from either like a book or a movie. An example we had was like an Adam Sandler, like we all dress up like really loose clothing.
I'm amazed at how many school districts this year are doing an Adam Sandler day. I mean, right now the count is there's 5 different school districts this year that are doing an Adam Sandler day. So what's going to be the day that Taylor rocks out on, that if you win the day with your idea?
Definitely country day. That's gonna be my favorite.
Well, now you're on the cross country team. Do you guys get a little bit of acknowledgement during the homecoming season too?
Yeah. So we're gonna have an assembly pep rally thing the Friday before the game, where we'll go and we'll acknowledge everyone who's in a activity right now. And I'm actually leading it this year, but the cross country team and the volleyball team and the football team and the dance teams will all get acknowledged for participating in the fall.
Wonderful. Now, it all kind of culminates with the game on Friday. What do you think, how are we going to do? Predictions?
I couldn't tell you.
And that's okay. You're being non-committal. That's fine. Well, we certainly hope that you have a great homecoming and a good season on cross country. How do you think you're doing progressing as a team or as an individual on the cross country?
Oh, my fellow cross countryers, they're great. I'm not great. I'm just there because to make friends.
and enjoy the scenic run.
Exactly.
I know exactly what that's about. Hey, we're celebrating homecoming here in Monticello. Proud to be shining the spotlight on the Panthers and their accomplishments right here on Locally Owned and Involved, Mix 94.7 KMCH.